This is the brief on hybrid work. So basically, it's that organizational model where employees split their time between the office and home. And it really matters because it's not just some new schedule, it's a fundamental transformation in how modern work is actually supervised, evaluated, and executed. First, let's talk benefits. Hybrid work obviously offers flexibility, improves work-life balance, and seriously boosts retention. Get this. A 2024 study of over 1,600 tech employees showed that just 2 remote days led to a massive 1/3 drop in resignations with 0 loss in productivity. Think of it kind of like a specialized tool belt. Your home is the perfect tool for deep, focused stuff like data analysis, but the office, that's your tool for building relationships. Second, we've got to look at the challenges. You see, this tool belt only works if everyone actually has the right tools, bringing up a huge risk of inequality. We're navigating unequal home environments without quiet space or equipment, feeling totally isolated and completely blurred work-life boundaries. Plus, poorly coordinated office attendance literally weakens innovation. So how do we prevent a 2-tier workforce where the size of your house dictates your professional success and well-being? Finally, let's break down the conditions for success. Overcoming these disparities requires intentional management, not just picking random days on a calendar. We've got to shift to trust-based management, evaluating actual results instead of just physical visibility. Making people commute just to sit in online meetings totally destroys the model's value. Office days absolutely must be reserved for true collaboration and mentoring. Ultimately, hybrid work succeeds only when organizations intentionally match tasks to environments while prioritizing fairness, trust, and a genuine right to disconnect.